Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, there's a wonderful piece in the paper this morning. It says, the England football team is best known for lifting the World Cup in 1966, winning the trophy at Wembley. They have failed to win a tournament since and are now managed by Sir Gareth Southgate. That comes from a copy of this morning's Scottish Daily Record. I don't know if either of my guests here are regular readers of that newspaper.
No.
I should introduce them. Well, introduce yourselves. It's probably the easiest way to do this one.
Okay. Hello, I'm Gabriela Doria. I'm a resident of Cambridge. I'm from Colombia.
Okay, and...
And I'm Nicolas Paez, also from Colombia and also living in Cambridge.
Now, we're waiting for one more of your number to join us, and hopefully they'll be with us in a moment or two. But how did you both end up in Cambridge? You're studying here?
Yes, we are. So I'm doing my PhD at the University of Cambridge in plant science.
Yeah, I'm doing the PhD as well in economics at the university. So, yeah, it has been quite experience these years.
I'm sure it has. When did you first arrive here?
2014.
Okay, so you've been here, what, since the last World Cup, really, as much as anything else?
Just after. Exactly after.
I arrived in 2015, so last World Cup was somewhere else.
Okay, and, well, I guess we're all gearing up, really, aren't we, to the match this evening, 7 o'clock kick-off UK time. What time is it going to be in Colombia? Is it a good time to watch?
It's perfect. It's 1 p.m, so we can watch, my family there and the people there can watch it just after lunch.
Now, that's not bad. So some of the games, I guess, have been kind of breakfast television, have they, in Colombia, the early games?
Yes, but people in Colombia are so much into football that they don't mind waking up super early to watch the games.
Set the alarms and off they go. What I'm wondering, what's the view in Colombia of, first of all, the current England team? Is there something which people have a view on even?
Well, you know, like people try to have low expectations but high dreams. Saying always like...
Oh, we're used to low expectations. Well, actually, it's probably the reverse actually here, I suspect.
Yeah, but it's like trying to say, oh, the team is difficult, but we maybe can. Like, that is the atmosphere in the moment.
Okay. What about the Colombian team? What's the view? Because I gather that the 1990s was a pretty good time for Colombian football, but I guess that all of those are actually sat in TV studios now somewhere in Colombia talking about it all.
Yes, that's right. So that was the magic generation of the 1990s. That some of us grew up with them, watching them, so beautiful football, so many passes, so many characters, the long hairs of Pibe Valderrama or René Higuita.
Creativity,
very beautiful football at the time, but now it's different. So.
And how does the current team compare?
I would say they're stronger, actually.
And we've gained a new person.
Yes, hello, by the way. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Falk. Well, my personal opinion is that they're a bit stronger than last time. Their tactics are better. They're psychologically stronger, I think. And overall, the amount of players which are good is greater. So
that's interesting. I see from the British point of view here, you're being interviewed by somebody who was born in 1966,
right.
But unfortunately after we won. So I still can't say that England have won the World Cup in my lifetime, and I'm not entirely convinced I'll actually manage it the way things have been going for recent years at all. How far do you think Colombia could go in the competition if? In the event that they might win tonight.
Champions of the world. Why not?
You think that's a realistic? Because the draw, there's been so many. Well, Italy didn't make it in the first place.
Yes.
And we've seen all sorts of sides who we might expect to do well heading home. Germany, for example, which...
It's a time of change in so many ways.
Yeah, possibly.
Exactly. I mean, nothing has been as expected, so we can dream. Everyone can dream.
Okay, so where are you all going to be? You're heading down to the pub to watch it tonight? Or
yes,
around
we
somebody's
are.
House?
No, we're going to a pub, so we're going to mingle with the locals. Hopefully we'll be welcome. I will have a nice experience. So we have a society of Colombia, the Colombian community in Cambridge, and we try to get together as much as possible. So
how many of you are there all together in the how many, I guess, in the society and in Cambridge? It might possibly be the same number.
So we have a rough count of the students in the university, around 30 students, but the community in general, I will say, will get to 70, maybe more.
So that kind of suggests that there's people from Colombia who are not just here to study, but you know they've been here amongst us all along.
Yeah, right. So there are like three groups. We have the group of students from the universities, the group of people that want to learn English, and Cambridge is a wonderful place because they have a museum to study English. Like, it's amazing. And also the people that live here, like stable here. So those are the three groups that represent the society in the moment.
Well, what sort of, other than obviously you meet up, but once you meet up, what other than watching football, what do you do?
Well, recently we have the elections, and we try to organize like blocks of people to go all together to vote to promote civic participation. What else we have done?
So we have
food.
We have gatherings together to go party, but also we are organizing academic events. So opportunities to get together and present our research for those of us who are researchers, communicating it to those who are not or those that are work in different areas of research, but are either Colombians or people working in topics about Colombia or just interesting and loving Colombia.
Is it automatic that Colombians are football fans, or what other sports do you like? I mean, we've got our cricket when we're not playing football. What do you guys do? What's the other alternative sports?
Cycling is pretty big,
right?
In Colombia, yeah. So all eyes on the Tour de France now. So we haven't anyone win it so far, but historically there have been some good cyclists in Colombia.
Yeah, indeed. Recently is Nairo Quintana. We have Nairo. Probably you have heard it. Who has fight against Froome several times. He just won in the Swiss, no?
The Swiss round. I think so, yeah.
So we have expectations also in cycling these days. And among other teams, less known, but for example, the female basketball team recently won. We have the Diamond League, Katherine Ibarwen, that is long jump in the Olympic. Like, she's amazing. She just jumps and wins every prize. Recently BMX.
So you feel this is setting a good precedent, possibly, for later on?
Yeah, over the last few years, they've been getting slowly better at the Olympics. Each time, there's a few more medals, or at least more than before. So there's hope for them to improve overall.
Colombia just won the Pan American Games, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah. Over Brazil, which was the kind of a major goal for Colombia.
So it's like when we want to play Germany in football.
Yes, so we want to beat Brazil. Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Because the last World Cup was in Brazil, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. I guess our biggest rivalry in South America is Argentina.
We've had a rival with them in past years in Brazil as well.
Ever since we beat them 5-0 in 93 in Buenos Aires. So since then, it's quite a clash.
I'm sure. Well, look, I dare ask this question. Who do you think is going to win tonight?
Well, obviously, we hope Colombia will win, but I think everyone's been saying it's pretty equal. So it's hard to tell. I don't know. And to be realistic, to answer your question, if we do win, I think it would be realistic to expect them to proceed on to the final, since after England, the teams that would come are not that big.
I guess whoever wins tonight, England or Colombia, could benefit from that, for the way the draw has gone on that that side of it. Well, see what happens, I guess. Set your watches for 7 o'clock is when kickoff is. I think the last two matches, I saw a couple of them on Sunday, and I think they both went to extra time. So we might not find the answer out until half past nine or so. And penalties, of which our manager, Mr. Southgate, has a history in as well, which could be interesting too.
Yes.
He got a pizza advert out of the last time. Guys, thank you very much
for
coming
you
in, telling us both about the match tonight and about the role of Colombians in Cambridge. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
4:43.